What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Kat, you walked into the room going, oh, we need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it is?
Yeah.
Because I've just been having brain fart moments lately.
Where the worst.
Completely, I don't remember what I did in the morning.
Anyway, it's fair because you do a lot in the morning. So that's kind of fair. But you're also kind of baby.
Can I tell you something that I don't want to tell you because I'm afraid if I do, you'll point it out when it happens on here?
Okay.
There's times where I start a question and I'm not sure where I'm going with it.
I do that all the time.
And I'm like, and then, and I almost, in my brain, it feels like 45 minutes go by and that you guys might be doing like a well check on me. And then I wrap it up somehow or I come up with a different ending.
See,
it's
weird. My problem is that's my biggest fear. So then I just shut down and don't ask questions because I get so scared that I'm going to go off and then just not know what to. Yeah.
Where to go with it?
Not know where to go.
It's like walking, it's the interview version of walking into a room and forgetting why you went in there.
Right. Yeah.
That's how I feel all the time.
That's why, like, this is comfortable. Right. Us just talking. And then, like, special people come on and I'm like, I get scared. I get scared. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about. So, remember the other day, like a couple weeks ago, we were talking about someone and something. Nothing bad, but we were.
Is it about me?
Woodhouse stuff. No.
It's good. Not about you.
I just get nervous that you're going to.
We do kind
I
of
always
like,
get nervous about the ambush here.
Ambush, yeah. And you like sent like a text and you explained yourself and blah, blah, blah. But you got K'd.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Did.
You know what I mean by that? Like the response is K.
K.
Ooh.
Right? Look at that reaction. Uh-huh. You K'd me the other day.
I did?
You did.
Just K?
No, yes.
Oh, worse.
Uh-huh.
Not even time
and
to put the O in.
We just had the discussion about getting K'd. And so I sat there and I was like, I just got K'd. And I was like,
was I in a bad mood?
Maybe. I'm not real sure. It was work stuff. And you were probably busy.
I was probably overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
Like,
uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. But I was like,
Jesus,
I'm not going to take
sorry.
Her K. No. I decided I was not going to take your K. Like,
personally,
we all take K usually. Anyway, I just like, I got to point that out. Like, you totally K'd me the other day.
My husband's a serial K'er. Now that I think about
Nick does. Nick does all the time. But I don't think that offends me.
Do you know what something offends my fiance that does not offend me?
Ooh, I'm interested.
If I thumbs up his text, he hates it.
I'm on Team Alan.
I have to heart every, but I'm like, but it's not like, it's like, hey, I'm going to go pick up or whatever. Cool. Like, all, like I don't mean it like a K. A thumbs up to me isn't a K. It's like a awesome. Thank you. It's a great. Thank you.
I got to say. So we have that definitely for work. Like
thumbs up.
The thumbs up or the heart. Having said that, the overanalyzer in me has definitely figured out your system. And a thumbs up is definitely, okay. The heart is like, I know we're good. Like, she's fine. She's in a good mood. She's good to go on this. If I get the thumbs up, I go, ooh, Okay. So, well, she's going to get it done, but she ain't real happy about it.
But like, to me, honestly, 90% of the thumbs up and hearts are the same feeling.
Okay. That's good to know. Cause I would have thought differently.
Like if I'm like, oh, I really love it. Like then I'll have a heart. Like, yeah. It's like, it's truly like no different for me. That's why I'm just like, and sometimes I have to go back, like, cause I'm just immediate, like thumbs up. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'll just thumbs, like I just will thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. And then I'm like, oh shoot, it's Alan. I got to go back and like hurt it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't feel like a thumbs up. But we have a system it almost, right.
I don't like it.
It's for us, it's work more than anything. And it's just like a copy. Like we don't need okay, you know, back and forth when we're talking about work over and over and over. So I like that system, uh-huh. but I have analyzed your thumbs and your hearts.
Truly, like I said, 90% is no different.
Yeah.
If I'm like in a stressed out, which I think we were talking about, like probably
content,
when it's all this stuff, it's like overwhelmed, like, okay.
Yeah.
Cause that's just all my brain can analyze in that moment. Yep. It's not like to you.
Oh, I know. That's why I didn't take it. Right. I actually didn't take that one personally.
Thank you for not putting that on. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I didn't take that one on.
Also, truly, I mean, I know when I can give my passive thumbs up, but normally I would say a K.
I will say this. Take your thumbs up as a passive.
Which I don't do K's like that anymore because it's like I'll just probably come back with a reactive text. More than a K.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm now more than K.
Which is great.
No,
I mean,
I think the only thing worse than you thumbs upping my message, the actual message I wrote, is when you go into your emojis and grab a thumb and then you stick it.
That's what my ex does, and it drives me crazy. So he does that. No, the hang thing.
No, no, get on the circle.
I'm going to defend it for a second.
No,
I will sometimes go to the emoji for the thumbs up when it is like an address or a something where you can't easily click on it. You can't. If you do,
then you're in a map.
The address, then you're in a map. That's the only time I'll go back and do a thumbs up. But I don't think I've done that to any of y'all.
I don't thumbs up anybody that's corporate. I told Preston last time, BCC me next time. I don't like it. Don't talk to me like I'm a coworker.
I mean, that's fair.
I don't even like him to heart my message. I'm like, write me some words.
I mean, Nick and I definitely will do that. But we'll K each other. And I know our language enough. Like, that's why I didn't take, I knew you were overwhelmed. I didn't have a choice but to tell you, you have to do X, Y, and Z. So like, I'm not taking it personally.
Right.
But it just made me think of the other day when we were like, oh, you got K'd.
Hey, you know when I said I won't write love you? Uh-huh. I will never write love you. K.
So I need the I before
I love you.
I love you.
Always.
So and that's I need something an O about that K.
So when he does, I'm like, well, where's the I? You know, because they're like, love you. I'm like, I love you too.
Yeah. With a big capital.
The I matters.
We do it does
and
matter.
And the O-V-E. Instead of love you.
Yeah. No. First of all, that grosses me out.
So what I'll do if it like truly isn't okay or whatever, I don't even like okay. I don't know if you've noticed this. This is my letting you know that I'm good. Okay, exclamation mark.
I say I don't like okay.
But if like it needs an okay, I'm like, K seems mad. Okay just seems.
I like sounds good.
I do that a lot too.
You do sounds good.
I like to call Catherine because I like to hear her voice.
Because I love to talk on the phone.
I know, but you get so appropriate in the texting that I'm like, did I just mess something up?
Is appropriate? That,
When it's about when it's about like wind down or dates or something.
I can very much flip.
Well, you're in always kind.
You should see our text messages.
I wouldn't like
flipping between. It's like, okay, I know I have to be like, hey, how are you? But like also like I send her reminders for the day.
Yeah, like cut to
and
the.
And so it's like, you know, but reminders, but like I know I have to, like, you know, but then we'll go back to like friend stuff and then it'll be like a whole different like.
I'm like, I need to hear your tone of voice, feeling. Catherine.
Yeah, it'll be like, and then we'll be back to work and it's like, okay.
It's interesting though, what the text, because I think there's a lot of things that people can misread through text, just 100%. Like you thinking the K's or the okay. But also like, I think the K that I got was because I was telling someone that I didn't love what was done. And the only response back was K. Because I think they took it personal, but I was just trying to.
Oh, yeah.
And so that to me isn't good communication when I was like trying to express that I didn't like what happened. Just a K. And this is someone that's like not a friend or anything like that. It's more of like a working relationship.
Okay.
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 Understood.
Well, it was definitely a mad K.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a like, oh, you just got K. Yeah.
But I'm like, it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
So I needed to voice my frustration with that.
Sure.
Because I'm allowed to be, go, this isn't what you said was it going to look like.
Right. But also, it seems a little unprofessional to not come back with more than K.
Right.
And that kind of.
And if you're too busy, then just sit.
Yeah.
Then say, you know, a little underwater.
Or just wait and
read this. Yeah.
But it is interesting though, about so you don't get upset if he hearts or thumbs up your stuff?
No, because that's just how we communicate.
So I wouldn't care if Alan thumbs up all of my messages.
No,
I
we
really
do it all
wouldn't
the time.
Care at all.
Would you care? Would you care if you walked into a room and you were like, hey, I'm going to go pick up the kids. And he was like,
no,
that's
that
weird.
Wouldn't bother me.
I would bother me. I don't.
Because if you walked into a room versus texting?
Uh-huh. Like I wouldn't thumbs up anyone in real life.
Well, we all remember that one thumbs up I had.
No.
Have we ever talked about that? I don't even
feel
know if
like
that's like
I
the appropriate
this,
time to
I
talk about it.
And it's making me nervous.
Am I allowed to talk about a hot girl summer moment being like engaged?
I mean, how does he feel about
well,
it?
Well, you already busted yourself. You could have just said I had a girlfriend who.
Okay. So I had a girlfriend who.
Her name was Anna.
Oh, I remember this. Yes.
When I like left, or no, when she left.
When she left your bed.
When she left the bed.
How come I don't remember this?
I told you.
Because it's not a she.
How come I don't remember her?
Oh, that Anna Banana.
You're not silly, Anna.
But the person, I was like, okay, like, or she was telling me.
She's here now. Okay.
She was telling me the story of this date she had, and it went well, and she left.
I can't.
Quite possibly the next morning, and quite possibly when she went to say goodbye, he quite possibly just gave a thumbs up.
I do remember this.
That one might be a problem.
Well, it ended up being a big problem.
Oh, that's very funny. No,
so yes,
the thumbs
I don't
up
like,
in person is not great.
So why would it be okay on text?
Because message? It's just like, hey, I need you to go here and you go there. It's like, copy. I don't know.
Would you do, what if I did that? And I was like, okay, cool.
I don't like a thumbs up in person.
I know. So I'm with Alan.
Okay, fine. I will not.
But text message
up.
Is
I mean, again,
different.
I'd change it as soon as possible. Or he'll be like, the thumbs up. And I was like, I just was sending a message about saying how I'm going to drop Jolie off at like soccer or whatever. And then
we
just
thumbs
like
up that all
up.
The time.
Like to me, that's a thumbs upper.
Yeah.
Like
we did it all the time.
Go get it, baby.
Oh yeah.
You
so
know what
wait,
I mean?
So he's not offended if it's a heart?
It has to be a heart or he doesn't like it.
So yeah. What's the, okay.
Cause he feels like a
so
coworker.
So when you go in a room, is this any different?
I'm more likely to do that than I am to do this guy.
I'm going to thumbs up you all the time. It's kind of funny that we're talking about thumbs up right now.
I know.
Bye. The way.
I wonder if Donald. I wonder if Donald Trump ever thumbs up
everyone.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh my god,
that we're talking about this.
Funny,
literally.
That he does.
Yes.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Well done.
Way to wrap it together, Catherine. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's literally very ironic, huh?
So, isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
Okay, so we've got. We got Marla Maples coming on the show today. Speaking of the thumbs upper, she was the second wife of Donald Trump. They were married in 1993, 2 months after the birth of their daughter, Tiffany. And they divorced in 1999. So if we do the math, that's 6 years of marriage.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
To Donald.
A term and a half, if you will.
A term. More than he got on his first.
She goes,
I don't know.
It's so hard.
Do you just thumbs up me?
I feel like it just needs to happen all the time now.
Oh, but that's the truth.
Do you see how irritated Alan would be? I'm irritated for him.
I don't do it in person.
Right? I'm going to now.
I'm going to drive past you when we leave this neighborhood.
Every time I see you. I don't care if you're offended. It's a thumbs up.
Thumbs up out the window.
Why is that so funny? I'm crying.
Because it's not normal.
Please, please, when we go on Wind Down, when we do our tour next year, I want everyone, thumbs up, audience. We having fun? Let's thumbs up. Someone please remind us of this. Okay.
All righty. Collect yourselves, lady. This is a professional setting.
Oh, man.
So in 1999, she relocated to Southern California. So she left with her daughter, Tiffany, to focus on finding a quieter, more spiritual existence. And I got to say, I remember when Donald was running, I know about Ivanka and Junior. Mm-hmm. I had no idea he had another daughter.
I didn't either.
And I'm curious how, I'd like to ask her too, with her taking her daughter away from that, was that something where, does Tiffany feel left out? Was that something where, you know, obviously she was doing what she thought she had to do, right? But also how that might also affect the child not feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what's Thanksgiving like?
Yeah. Well, I can't talk about another story, but you know, I you know, there's not another Anna that I can.
But we do have a friend named your bed. Hannah, and I wonder what she did last summer.
Anybody? But no, it's like you never want someone to feel left out, right? So it's just, but you also want to, we would do anything to protect. Oh, there's my fiance with a heart calling.
Change it to a thumbs up and have him call.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm going to see if he answers. Hey, baby.
Hi, babe. Okay?
Yeah, honey, I'm good. Hey, you're actually on air right now, live on Wind Down. How do you feel about a thumbs up when someone texts? Well, when I text you thumbs up.
It's dismissive and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I told you. You don't like it.
It doesn't bother me with like friends and random people, but it's just not how you should communicate with the person you love.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I vote for Alan.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does.
It does. Copy that.
I'll let Nick know.
Nick's
I do it too.
Nick's a thumbs upper, and Kristen hates the thumbs up, and Preston will actually thumbs up her in a room, babe. like in person.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll see you downstairs, Alan. Thumbs up, buddy.
Like, can you imagine if I thumbs up to you in the room?
You would get the death stare.
Which is why you shouldn't do it in a text thread.
It's not the same.
A thumbs up is a thumbs up is a thumbs up.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
All right.
Call me a thumb.
Okay. Love you.
I love you.
Thumbs up, baby.
Kay, love you.
Kay. Okay. Well, on that note, Marla's here. Let's take a break and then we'll get her in the room. God.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Wait, where are you?
There she is.
Hi.
Jenna, congratulations again.
Thank you. My so goodness, much. Yeah.
Beautiful mommy.
I'm just, it's incredibly blessed, you know?
Oh, I know you are. And I know you've gone through a lot. So I'm so happy to see you sitting here and shining so bright.
Oh,
I love you. Can we pause this and fly you in?
I know. We have an extra seat here in Nashville. So anytime you want to come sit with us in Nashville and hang with the ladies.
I love Nashville.
So, you know, we're running down the bio. We all know who you are. You've done some brilliant stuff. So you have some brilliant work out there. And I think what my first and biggest question would be is on the motherhood side of things. Because what you did to take Tiffany away from, I guess, the limelight of things, right?
Right.
I'm curious how that, because I was telling the girls, if I'm just being super honest, like, up, you know, I didn't know the ins and outs of all his wives or children. I knew Donald and or the junior and Ivanka.
Yeah.
And I only heard of Tiffany from when he ran for president. Right. But again, I didn't know like his Wikipedia page. I didn't really know much about him until he started running. And so I'm curious like how that was for Tiffany. You know, does she feel kind of like the outcast because she was moved away from that kind of life?
Never at all, really, because I always worked to make sure, even when the kids were in school and younger, to make sure they stayed in touch, even if they weren't seeing each other as much, just set up those phone calls. And she would see them at least once or twice a year. They go to Mar-a-Lago for Easter together. So I think Tiffany knew that I just wanted to protect her from having to be too much in the public eye until she was ready. I don't think it's fair for kids to be pushed into a situation at such a young age. I think it's very challenging enough growing up a human being without being full front in the media. And when we lived in New York as a little girl, I couldn't take her to the park without having the paparazzi all around us. And I'm sure you may get some of that now, even though I feel like the paparazzi isn't as bad as it was before social media. It's exploded. But I just wanted her to have an opportunity to know who she was at the core of her soul and her life without always having to be compared to her mom and dad, big sisters, big brothers. It's always going to happen, but I did the best I could, right?
Absolutely. I think that's amazing. I think that's commendable, but that's good to hear that. I mean, you know, as a mother, keeping them in touch, it's very important for the mom to kind of, you know, do what you need to do, obviously, and get her out of the way, out of the limelight, but also be in touch and have a good relationship. So I think that's commendable. And I think that it's, you know, important for the mom.
Yeah, it's not like you were never saying like, oh, they can't come or they can't see each other or any of that. Because I don't think that's a healthy response either.
Yeah, Jen, I was there, you know, with Ivanka, Eric, and Donnie when they were so young. And I loved them, you know, before I had my own child. So of course you want to ensure that there's a community of family that's there to support, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that unfortunately the media has done a good number at trying to create chaos when there wasn't. You know, mm-hmm. I read so many, Tiffany and I both read so many stories about the other daughter, right? And, mm-hmm. and that was hurtful until you just learned to tune it out because it wasn't reality. The reality is, you know, her dad loved her, all the children, you know, equally. So, and she never felt unloved, right? Right. It's just I happen to be the hands-on parent. I had the gift of being able to raise her really on my own because he would admittedly say, I'm busy, mom's, you know, Marla's got this. He would know that with me there, he didn't have to be, you know, involved. So it was just she and I with a few visits to New York to see him. He would come to LA and we would visit. But also, it was a situation where as much as I wanted to protect her from the media, I was torn because he had the successful television show and all the other kids were on it. And they would say, you know, Tiffany, want to come join? And I was like, oh, shoot, that's going to put her so much more out there. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want her to feel left out. And you do kind of sometimes, you know, painfully, you compromise what you may feel is in your best interest because of how I'm not so good bad at this now, but how you feel other people will look at it. And mm-hmm. and there was so much, you know, press that was painful. I was so young when I was in the spotlight and it was so painful. I would be crying in the corner so many times, going, why did they write this? And I was so affected by it. It took me years of understanding that, my gosh, my light is my light and nobody can take away from that light, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And teaching your children how to protect themselves, how to build a circle of protection around them when they walk out into the world. And honestly, morning and night, do your prayers, connect yourself to a higher consciousness that the negativity doesn't affect you. Mm-hmm. And when I was young, it was painful. You want to do everything you can to protect your children
right.
from all of it, but they have to learn too.
So Tiffany is she almost 30? Is that correct?
That's aging me now, dang it.
No. You look
amazing. I mean,
truly. I'm just like, you stopped aging. I don't know. We'll talk about your skincare regimen off.
I scatter my hands a lot. So I love anti-gravity things. So hopefully that's
helped. I need anti-gravity. So she's almost 30. So I know that probably your interactions when it comes to like parenting and stuff with your ex-husband, who is also a former president of the United States, which I mean, I don't know when that ever starts to sink in and feel normal. Maybe it does to you, but in your interaction with him now, how is your communication with each other now?
Like, how do you co-parent with Donald Trump? You know what I mean? Like, is it just...
How do you do much with Donald Trump? I'd imagine he's kind of the same guy on and off and like the screens and Twitter. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we know what we're dealing with, I guess, is where I'm at. So...
You know, I honestly, we just had a wedding. So talk about co-parenting, right? I mean, it was big. So we had, when he had it at the beautiful home, I mean, how not to have it at Mar-a-Lago? She was born there. So it was wonderful. Save cost having it there versus another. he and I get along great. And like I said, that is my goal. I see the best in him. You know, I truly do. And I don't like to look at the media's interpretation of anything that has to do with, you know, my daughter's dad, because a lot of it is falsified and a lot of it is about triggering emotions. And I think we need to really support each other, support our country that we love, and just stand up for having this ability to be sovereign people, right? And I think listen, we divorce for a reason, you know, that's reality. But I will make sure that we're always going to get along. And he was wonderful. My friends that were, that came to the wedding that were, you know, more liberal were like, oh my God, I love Donald Trump. How did I not know how nice he is?
Well,
right?
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, if there was one thing you wish the world could know about the Donald, you know, what would it be?
Well, I just, you know, he doesn't have to do this and it has caused a lot of pain for the mm-hmm. family. And he's only doing it because he really cares for this country. He's not a politician. You know, let's be honest.
We can all be honest.
You know, he is someone who loves his nation and he loves the people. And he always said that if the country ever gets, if it ever gets to a place where I have to run, I'm going to do it. And we thought it was going to be in the early 90s when we were together. And we had a lot of meetings about it. But the kids... The older kids were in difficult ages, you know, being teenagers, it would really have been so difficult on them. And I said, let's not do this now because the kids are more important. Let's try to do good things without having to step in that world, which could wreck the kids' lives. So once he saw what was happening in the world and decided he needed to step in, I watched what happened because he's not a part of, you know, it's not a part of the establishment, right? So he's definitely unique, and I know he pushes buttons, and believe me, I was married to him. I know how he can push buttons. But I also know that we need someone strong that really loves the country and loves the people of this country more than politics, right? So I just see his heart, you know, I really do. And that's what I choose to see. And I hope that's what we all can do, you know, to see the heart, because I know he prays a lot now. I know he's surrounded by some really good people. Melania has been wonderful. She stays away from the public a bit more than I probably would if I was there in that position. But she's a strong, very smart lady. And, you know, I just want everyone to be happy. And I will tell you, the way he loves his kids is something that people would really have a heart for. The way he honored me at the wedding. I mean, my friends were all crying because he acknowledged the sacrifices that I made to raise Tiffany and, you know, my heart. And I watched that he took time to be kind to every single person there. He didn't have to do that. He could have gone over in the corner and taken care of himself. But every single person there, he made sure he connected with and shared with. So I do think he gets a bad rap. And I do, you know, I'm not a political person. I never wanted to be, but I am broken by seeing the separation in our world. That's heartbreaking. And I just will do anything I can to help unite us. And I think that spark has to be a spark of opening our eyes beyond what may be comfortable, being willing to see a little beyond our programming, because we've all been programmed to believe a certain way. I voted Democrat, I voted Republican, I've been in the middle. You know, to me, it's about really trusting, you know, God, first of all, and trusting that there's something so much more, you know, bigger than us. And hearing, being able to listen to the voices we may not agree with, just to see if there's a spark of something that we can get. And wherever you fall in this spectrum during this challenging time, there was an active process to try and divide America. And we are the United States of America for a reason. And we just have to do, girls with voices, you know, people with voices, we have to do our best to bring each other together now.
Yeah, the divide is a sad, and that was so beautifully said. Yeah. I mean, there's so many takeaways, like that he doesn't have to be doing, like, you know, this is like, there's things like that. And then it's also like the divide and just the negative energy. But in, you know, it's interesting because we don't talk about politics either, because it's almost like if you're not on whatever side, it's just, it's always going to be, you know,
someone's never going to be happy.
Yep. We're always going to make somebody mad.
And it's hard too, you know, because because I like to still ask, I love the discussion. I love the debate of all of it. I don't know a lot of policy stuff. I mean, she's more on the political policy side of things. And, you know, for me, what I don't like to hear is when people just vote against someone because they don't like the person. And that's where I just always am curious to know, okay, well why, you know, mm-hmm. what don't you like? And a lot of it I think is like, you know, media led, right? So, and it's just so in your face to hate. And I don't want to hate anybody. Right. I want to learn mm-hmm. and understand who would be the best. Right. So,
well, what are you voting for? Not what you're voting against.
Yeah.
That's kind of always my question. Mm-hmm. Like, I hear what you're voting against, but tell me what you're voting for. Don't just tell me because I don't like somebody, you know, like I like to know the whys. And so that was beautifully said. Yeah.
Cause that must be really hard. Yeah. Just to be. Oh, and then also because of you're out of that world, you're obviously not married to him, but you still have the label. So, yeah. I mean, I've been, you know, we were told that you have a hard time being in New York because people will just like hate on you. And it's like, this isn't, you know, you're just the most loving. You want love and you want everyone to have love, but yet now people are just hating you just because of a last name.
Well, the good news is I'm not feeling it truly. My daughter feels it more. And mm-hmm. and I'm a mama bear boy. You don't mess with my baby. You know? Amen. She's literally been, she was doing an internship years ago when her dad was first running for president and someone ran up. She's having lunch with some of her friends. One's Asian, one's gay, one's black, you know, and they're just hanging out, having a great lunch. Someone walks up to her and say, I hate you. I hate your family. You're so prejudiced. And she's like, and her friends are like, oh, yeah, she's prejudiced, then why are we her friends? You know?
Yeah, that's not fair. So
she's had to really pull herself away. And it breaks my heart because she has such a beautiful voice. And I can't wait till she, you know, feels confident to share it. But she's an empath as I am. And we feel, you know, we feel the heart of people and we feel their anger. And I've had a bit more practice than she's had at dealing with it. But I do. I love New York. I'm going to keep walking these streets and smiling at people and, you know, bringing the good energy and sitting down and chatting with a homeless person if I have to, you know, because sometimes you just are pulled to go have a conversation with someone that's in a tough situation. And in New York, you see everything really quickly. But my daughter has been screamed at, yelled at, and everything here just not okay.
I will never understand that. I don't know how y'all do this in general, the whole high profile thing. But I mean, to have a huge high profile breakup. I mean, y'all both have, like, I don't know how y'all do it. Like, I give y'all so many props because I don't know how you do it.
I mean, you started a page on Instagram called Cats Out of the Bag.
Oh, gosh.
And it's, you know, where she went a little, you know, she shares some of her political stuff, her views. And even this, the people can be, we're so mean there too.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just.
I definitely am one of those
people. You don't have
people,
to agree, but you don't need to be mean.
And that's my thing. It's like, I definitely don't feel like I can have a voice, which is hard. So I wanted a place where I could and I could have an opinion. But, you know, it's like people are mean.
It's interesting though, because we just got so divided that we don't even like, we just got actually pretty ugly. Like, we don't even hear each other anymore. It's not even, you guys, political, whatever. It's like, we don't even want to hear anything. We don't want to learn anything. We know what we know and our arms are crossed and we're in a corner. It's like, in what world? This is not how God made us. We're supposed to connect, even if we don't agree.
Yeah, absolutely. And I watched some of my friends that were believing things that I knew weren't true. And I would say, girls, you've known me, you know the family for years, and I'm just telling you, I would be honest with you, if that you're hearing is true, it's not true. They couldn't hear me. They couldn't hear me. And I can't blame them. There's some kind of programming that's been going on, and it's really sad. And I just feel like now our job, and those of us that really care about humanity more than, you know, what I can get, care about other people and really want to have an impact, that we have to help people find their own inner calling and tap back into that love spot within themselves. Like, where is your joy? Because I'm seeing so many people that just don't have joy. They're screaming at, you know, each other. And I'm like, wait, how does that ever reflect joy back to you? It's just building the negative energy in an unhealthy body for yourself. So we just have to constantly think, how can I share my knowledge, my heart, my love, to help other people understand that they have it too. They just turn the volume down on it, right? Let's turn it up. Let's be conscious on the words that we use and the way we smile at people. And, you know, that's what's going to raise the vibration, not only on ourselves, but our whole planet.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
So let me ask you this, because your sweet ex-husband, sometimes I would not be fair to the listeners if I didn't address the elephant in the room, because he's not always the kindest guy when he gets to tweeting. So I'm wondering, is he... From your point of view, is there a change in his heart a little bit too? I mean, that's kind of been, there's been times where I'm at home and I'm like, listen, whether I vote Republican or Democrat, and I'm like, damn it, Trump, somebody needs to take his Twitter away for just a second so he can collect his thoughts. You know, like, I'm like, it's crazy to me, because you are such a kind, like, you're such a wonderful, positive energy. And we talk about the kindness and being kind to each other, but there's been times where Mr. Trump has been unkind.
Well, no, I've watched that, and it's a reflex sometimes. And other times, I hate to say, it's used for a purpose to get something else done. So I don't want a weak leader. I'll be honest. I want somebody who loves this country and wants to protect this country with all his heart, and doesn't have an agenda with another nation, another country. And, you know, it's our country, and I love to welcome people from all over the world in this country. But we also have to protect our country too. So yeah, I mean, I'm cringe like everybody else has. I'm like, oh my gosh, why can't I be there and just hide the phone?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But I always know that it's like you said, sweetie, it's just like there's other things that need to, you know, it's bigger than we know. It's always bigger than we know.
So you are bigger than your ex-husband. And you have a life too. So what does Marla Maples want to do now is the question.
Well, that is the question. Any hints? Yeah. No, you know, it's funny because I do, Jana, I've been an actress all of my life. I had a recurring role on The Righteous Gemstones, and we were getting ready to go shoot season 2. And then the lockdown came, and I had, you know, everything was ready to roll. Then after the lockdown, I get a phone call. We're sorry, but we have new writers and we've decided to go a different way. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And
not so righteous gemstones.
Not so righteous gemstones. They're like, we really love Marla, but, you know, and I went, yeah, what can you do? I mean, what can you do? So the industry, it's been challenging for me working as an actor. I've been really trying to find a way to share. I love speaking engagements. I love talking. I love meeting people. I love creating environments where people can learn and grow. I'd love to have a podcast, because that's the way we share the conversations. I had one for 8 years when I was raising Tiffany, and that was when it went from radio to podcast, before there was actual podcast, and it wasn't near as produced as everything is now. But I love also, if you go to my website, marlamaples.com, I share a lot of, I'm a wellness advocate too. So during these times when people's health has been challenged, I've done all I can to pull together, you know, doctors and naturopaths and conventional medicine folks, functional medicine folks, folks that work on both sides, to come together to share ways to help people keep their immune system strong, so they don't have the fear, such fear wrapped around their health. Mm-hmm. So that's a big passion.
I mean, the needed.
Yeah. I love all of that.
Yeah, yes. it is crazy too, because that's even so divided, right? The health, even taking care of yourself. It's like,
why can't they just say on the news, if you also work out, that's good for you?
It's crazy to me. So we have to accept
you go in the sunlight, you breathe air, fresh air, right?
Yeah, and hug a person, read a book. Everything's going to be okay.
Sweetheart, when I was in New York during lockdown. I don't know if any of y'all were. Were you? Any of you?
No. Thank God, no.
We got released earlier than the rest of the nation here in Tennessee.
We were in Tennessee, and we were not locked down or really wearing masks or anything. But
Georgia, Tennessee is my roots. My dad lives in Chattanooga there now. Aww. So I'm in Chattanooga more than I'm anywhere, and I love it. But I would literally walk out the door and go to the park and just hug trees. I love you.
Oh, the news would have had a heyday with that one. Oh, there's Marla hugging trees.
The old tree hugger.
Trump's hugging a tree.
If you study the science, the energy of it's a living, breathing force. Yeah. The roots are so connected to the life force and reaching up to the heavens. And it even helps with Wi-Fi radiation. Do you understand? Literally, we are all consumed with so much Wi-Fi radiation. So we have to find ways to ground ourselves. So taking your shoes off, I mean, making sure it's clean, but you're taking your shoes off, getting on the earth, getting on the grass, and just energetically holding on to a tree, and just 20 minutes, it's proven that it helps pull off the negative energy that you get from the environment and from being on our, machine. Look at these 5G towers are everywhere, right? We're always being bombarded, right? Y'all should be. And
It's scary. Yeah.
We'll talk later.
We got a couple of things offline to jump.
Well, hold on. Do you have to hug the tree for 20 minutes or just go outside for 20 minutes?
Okay, so I need to walk us through this.
Okay, honestly, I have a girlfriend she's incredible. She's a filmmaker and she's been winning awards all over the world. She started something called We Do It Together and bringing women filmmakers and actors together to create positive role models, true stories of women where we are actually the heroines. And one of her songs for her movie got a nomination for an Oscar this year. And she's just all over the world, sharing her light, doing good stuff. But we will go, when I visit her, we are like, okay, it's time. We need a break. We need a park break. And we will go. And if not, just hold your hands and we'll put on nice music. We'll meditate together and we'll just we'll just channel down. We free our mind and just breathe. Just breathe into the energy of these beings that have been here much longer than we have. Right? So, and then she goes out and she's like producing movies. She's having impact with women all over the world. I'm like, you keep doing it, girl.
And then cast us in your movie. There we go.
And then the movies. I know she probably, Eva Longoria does a lot. Sophia Carson. I mean, there's so many cool girls she works with.
That's awesome. Marla, in your life, what do you think, if you can kind of think back, because you've done a lot and you've experienced a lot, what do you think your biggest misstep and lesson in that has been in your life?
Not trusting my intuition, hands down. I do, I grew up in the South, so I have a huge faith in God. And I've studied all different forms of religion, and I'm very inclusive about what people believe. But the times that I've had those urgings, you can say it's intuition, you can say it's like, the divine speaking to you, and I haven't listened, I've gotten to the biggest trouble, like with stalkers, with being held up at knife point. Those things have really been allowing people in my life that shouldn't have been, that I will get little warnings, right? And this is a thing even, in your life today, you really have to really ask for that divine guidance before you allow people into your intimate space. And I made some big mistakes in that way. I don't like to look at mistakes so much unless it's just a way to turn it around. To shift it in a way, one of my pastors says, turn your obstacles into arrows, right? Mm-hmm. So wherever the real challenges come, truly, it's just, we've all been betrayed in different levels by friends or exes, and that's very painful. I maybe didn't have enough faith in myself to really step forward, and I think I wasted a lot of time trying to defend myself versus just stepping forward in my truth of who I am.
Do you think that just comes with maturity? I feel like I've noticed that even in, like, I'll be 42 in January, and there's just some sort of something. I wonder, I'm just kind of hearing it and following the pattern recently with interactions with people, but it feels like the older we get, like, I think we all get mad at ourselves a little bit that we didn't honor that earlier, but I don't know that we're actually able to as young as we wish we could have. Do you agree?
It's just, you know, it's those life circumstances that really, you know, teach you. And I've had great, like, you know, people around me that are, you know, older and wiser and have helped me reflect. And I also keep a very, like you girls, you can feel the friendship that you have. I keep great close friends around me so we can help hold each other in check, right? So I want to know when I'm going off. I want to know when I'm being reactive to something that I shouldn't be reactive to. And I want to help my friends, but you have to be willing to, you know, take a little bit of, like, you know, Marla, you could have been a little more generous there. You could have been a little, you know, less judging there. You know, you got to be willing to accept that bit of criticism and, you know, before. But yeah, these life lessons are everything, or we wouldn't even be here. But I do say pray for your friends. And yes. When I was a kid, I was like, I had a couple girlfriends in high school that broke my heart. And I was like, okay, before I go to college, God, please, like, give me great friends, right? And I got to tell you, my friend, I still have the same friends I've had most all of my life. There was a couple that went off to the side that needed to, but I got a solid, I mean, just a bounty of women friends. And we, like, may be over the world and not see each other often, but we're there for each other. And we hold each other like this. So I that has been everything for me. Yeah, guys aren't bad either. I have to be open for that too now.
I suppose. Is there anything you want to share on the dating front, Marla?
Well, I'd love to have something to share, but I don't have anything to share.
I mean, come on, Donald's got to know a few friends, you know. he's
got to hook you up. A little give back. I've been supporting you. Yeah.
Maybe you'll hug a tree someday. There'll be another guy walks up and says, I would love to grow a family tree with you, Marla Mabel.
You imagine. Truly, they say when you're doing what you love, it's when you meet the person you're meant to be with, right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, you deserve all the love and abundance. And I love the fact that how you just carry yourself and just want everyone to, you know, love other people, and you want that division to go away. And I just appreciate you coming on here and sharing your heart with us and your love for the country and for, you know, for everyone.
Thank you. Well, I welcome anyone that, you know, has an opposing side. I mean, I welcome the opportunity to have the conversation, right? Let's just have the conversation and see where we find a united front, right?
Yes. I love that. Well, thank you, Marla, so much. And let our listeners know where they can find you in the best of ways.
It's Marla Maples on Instagram with a little blue check. And I have a website that I'm constantly, you know, working on improving and creating more content. It's called marlamaples.com.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on Wind Down, and come visit us anytime in Nashville.
I would love to, girls. Y'all are awesome.
And thanks, Marla.
On this journey. Can't wait to see this little one.
Oh my gosh, so sweet.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet.
All right. Bye, girls.
I love her.
Her energy is amazing. I love.
Why can't be just like
just like happy? She wants everyone joyful. To be happy.
No negative.
I do think it's great that she can speak highly of her ex-husband and someone who's obviously Donald Trump. I mean, I think
wouldn't a person say though? Well, I'm sure he's like paid her off, or I'm playing devil's right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is truly devil's advocate. I don't know. Being like, well, yeah, she got, I'm just thinking what
maybe,
someone
but
might
the
say.
Way, maybe, but the way that she was speaking, she seems to truly.
I agree with you. I'm just,
Who knows?
Yeah. I do agree with you though.
Those deals are between them and Jesus. So we'll never know.
Exactly.
But I do feel like you can't fake a really super good energy.
Yeah.
And if she is, she's an incredible actress to another level.
No, she's, you can tell that.
Mm-hmm. She's a good person.
You can tell she's authentic and real.
What a great mama.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, great mama bear. I love it.
Precious.
Oh, that was good.
Well, ladies, until next time.
I sure love you both.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thumbs up. Damn it.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.